Kur Kwol, the director of Juba International Airport, told South Sudan in Focus that a helicopter operated by the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS, crashed after takeoff from the airport.
The chopper was going to board capital of Jambalaya State and also was about to proceed to a rare state called Gul. Gul is around a youth area. I cannot yet say what is the cause. Nobody knows what is the cause. The plane was just a light. All the passengers were less than 30 people. The passengers were 16 passengers, and there were no more luggages. So probably, maybe it is a technical problem because the plane was on the grass east of the Juba Airport. So the plane landed less than 30 meters away from where it took off.
Kwol says UN plane crashed at the Juba International Airport. He says all the 16 passengers, including four crew members who boarded the Rwandan contingent plane, survived without injuries.
It's a normal thing. It happened because the plane or anything was done by a human being. So it can happen to happen because the human beings are not the God. So anything done by a human, it can get damaged. Yeah. So it's not something for South Sudan that is happening in South Sudan. The plane is crashing all over the world.
The director of Juba International Airport says a team from the South Sudan government and the UN are investigating the cause of the accident. Linda Tom is the spokesperson of the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS. She confirms the incident, adding the pilot of the chopper experienced challenges during take-off.
Today, a UNMISS helicopter heading from Juba to Gul via Bor in Jonglei State made a precautionary landing due to a technical issue that occurred shortly after takeoff. Fortunately, there was no injuries and all UNMISS passengers and crew were safely evacuated. An investigation is underway to determine the cause of the incident.
In February this year, a 12-seater caravan plane bearing registration 5YBMZ crashed and killed one person and left three others injured after it departed Juba for Mandeng in Hulang County of Upper Nile State. 2 months ago, a cargo plane heading to Langkian in Upper Nile State with a handful of passengers, crew and food commodities crashed 5 minutes after takeoff from Juba International Airport. All three passengers and two crew members on board survived. South Sudan Aviation Authorities say the high number of plane crashes is due to the use of outdated aircraft and overloading planes. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Juba.